Shoma Josie.
Yes.
This is Stacey. How are you?
I'm good. How's it?
Oh, it's so good. This is like this is the highlight of my Monday. I'm gonna try very hard not to make you uncomfortable over the course of this very short interview because I love you. Okay. Now, babes, listen. I know that you're like flying high and busy. Like, is your Monday? Are you booked and busy? Are you off today?
I'm actually gonna be around, but definitely doing quite a bit of interviews and then preparing for a really big weekend as well.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I want to obviously address the interviewing questions, but before I get into that, I want you to know that when I saw you perform at what I like to call the Beyonce concert, I was genuinely blown away by you.
Wow.
I then also tried to dance like you. I now have your album on all of my devices and run to your music.
Yay.
But I don't have that swag and other such things to pull it off, but I'm trying. So I want you to know that you inspire me every day to try and be a better dancer, girl. You really do. Ooh, so good.
No, you're probably fine.
Oh, well, you know, pick a struggle to quote you. All right. So let us talk about how you are feeling hot off all of your winnings this weekend. Like, did you expect it? Do you know? Was it like a genuine surprise?
I was genuinely surprised, and you can see that I'm genuinely surprised. I don't think on the visuals you can't see that I jumped up and I was screaming when AKA announced me for Best Newcomer. That category for me, and I was interviewed before the show as well, and I said that category is the toughest because the newcomers of this year were probably the best quality of newcomers I've ever seen in a category. I mean, those are huge stars. Lindo is a massive star. Sanal is a massive star. Simi has been doing extremely, extremely well. you could have given it to any one of us, and you know what I mean? And you could have made a good argument or a case for it, you know? Like, I was completely, completely blown away. And you don't expect to win these things. Sometimes, you know, we're a bit pessimistic, especially like you're thinking, okay, an artist without a label or anything is probably not going to take this. But we've got
it. Surprise!
I don't take it lightly at all. It's a massive honor for me. It's a huge, huge honor, and it's a big deal.
Because it's so funny to hear you say that. Like, not the pessimistic part, because that I would expect. Like, I mean, is that not like when you first started doing this, you're like, this is something that I feel like I can handle as a human being. Because having the talent to carry you is one thing. But now I'm asking you about like your emotional stability. Like, did you have to have a conversation with yourself? Did you have to say a prayer? Like, who are you talking to keep you on the ground? Because this thing that you do professionally, it's taxing emotionally, right?
It is crazy. What a crazy industry. The highs are extremely high. The lows can be really hectic as well. And every single day I'm working. There's no off day, like, for me, you know. Every single day I work and stuff. So it is extremely hectic, but it's so rewarding. Like, moments for me, like Saturday night was like such a beautiful affirmation that the hard work I'm doing is being seen. Because sometimes you think, maybe they're not seeing you, and I've put out an album, and it's so unique, and it's got all these different tracks, and it's fresh sounds. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it looks like the industry just kind of wants like one thing.
Yeah, like, are they gonna get it? Are people gonna get it? Yeah. Well, listen, I get it. You know. I get it. So, I mean, I have paid for that. That is a legal download. There was no like, maybe I can take it from somewhere else. So at least there's that. You had the whole, like, I mean, because also just quietly like a clothing line. Because when I was like, oh, newcomer, I was like, newcomer, really? Yeah. Like, because for me, I feel like I've been on you. So that means at least like the cool kids have been on you.
Exactly.
So what is the requirement for a newcomer?
So you'll have to have released your very first album within that year.
Okay.
So between a certain date and a certain date. And so Limbombo Champions League is my very first album ever released. And everyone else on that also had just released their first album. Because also if you look at Sanal, he's been giving us hits like year after year.
Yes, for years,
I think he even won something last year for a song. So newcomer just means that your first album. Right. So, yeah. So that's kind of what that means. And Limpopo Champions League is my first album, and it was recognized.
Yes. Snaps for that one. But now, can we address this the speech where you spoke about your ex? No. Listen, like this is apparently this is what people are remembering. So now that we have honored you, can we discuss like how everybody is so fascinated by that bit? So not there that she won, not there that the album is amazing. She's looking so beautiful. She's working so hard. She does the speech, but then she talks about her ex. What's up with that? What's going on?
You know, I've always been a very private person, and people don't even know what's happening in my life or anything like that, you know? And, you know, I actually told myself, like, look, if I win a second award, I'm just going to go ahead and drop this music video and drop, that song, because I wanted to give my fans more content. People have been crying for a video. So I went to the village. I shot this beautiful video in my village, just like me and my cousins and everyone dancing and being dope. And I just wanted to give people also a sneak peek into the fact that it's not always easy. I was having an extremely difficult time while I was recording that album. Mm. You know, it was really tough for me. I was going through a lot emotionally. And I wanted to show people that you can get through it, you know.
Yes.
And it's one of the things I'm most proud of myself for, that I didn't let this situation in my life, like, make me fall apart or anything. I worked through it. And
yes.
I want especially women and girls to not let these kind of things distract us. Like, work, Sebenza, girl.
Yes,
you know?
So
I worked extremely hard, and I'm just excited.
Okay, well, listen, I mean, that was very Oprah Winfrey. That was very inspirational, girl. I'd have felt that one. But now, because I must just for the gossip columns who are listening to the show today, you know what I mean? Has that ex contacted you since?
Yes.
That?
Oh really?
And anything you want to share, or are we going back to being private? Like, you gave us something. Now we must wait until you win another award.
And then I just said to him, like, listen, the thing is, it happened, and I have a right to speak about what happens in my life, you know. And I wouldn't name you or try to embarrass you in any way. So I just said to him, it's really no hard feelings.
And we're gonna leave it there, because you are more than just a performer. You are a woman, and you are entitled to keep your business to yourself. It is not our business, so we're gonna leave it there. I do want to just ask you one more question.
People have been very respectful in that regard, though, and I appreciate it. Yeah, people have been extremely respectful. People really don't try to poke around in my private life, and I really appreciate that. I think it must be a testament of the fact that, like, my music is enough. It speaks for itself. And in this album, you actually see a lot of what is happening with me. And that's how I like to communicate with my fans. I'm very open in the album. I speak about all sorts of experiences that I'm going through, and good stuff, bad stuff, party stuff. I also basically, I invented heartbreak gum.
Is that an official hashtag?
Like, yeah,
is that a? But now, if I say it, must I pay you? Like, are you gonna trademark that? Like a your version of a okr? Like, cause I don't have money to just be out here using hashtags and then I'm gonna pay somebody.
I might. But first, I'm still trying to get a copyright on
Yeah, I will use it now. Now while I can. Now I will use it while I can. Now, before I let you go, I just want to ask you, like, obviously you've been nominated for this BET International Award.
Yeah.
Just a small thing. You know what I'm saying? Just a small thing. Like, do you feel like you are in your golden hour now? And also, what is that pressure like? Because when artists like you, who are so fresh, and you have a new voice, and you're saying your own thing, and you got your own look, and you got your own vibe, and we don't know anything about you, like you said earlier, it's as if the music speaks for itself. So when you're on a public kind of vibe like this, and you're winning, is the goal to stay winning, and is there pressure attached to that, or are you just like, let's see how it goes now, one day at a time?
I'm kind of taking it one day at a time. And I've set myself up quite nicely. And again, I would also encourage especially women to do this, where, like, try to learn some skills, right? So I studied writing, right? So once, if this doesn't work out or whatever, there's so many things I still can do, you know? I can write films, I can write all sorts of things, right? I can continue being a ghostwriter, which was my plan all along. So you know, if you get a skill, make yourself, like, useful. Like, learn to produce. We don't see enough female producers. Learn to produce. Learn to shoot film. Learn to edit. You know, learn a skill that will make sure that you're always going to be sharp, you know, whatever happens, right? So for me, I don't feel that pressure. I'm exploring. I'm working on a documentary and stuff. And you know, I'm having the best time of my life.
Because you sound
and
really
kind of
happy.
Going with it.
Because I mean, yeah, you know, you're this beautiful young, as I said, like fresh voice, female fresh voice.
Yeah,
you have that across border appeal. Everybody is like, oh, this is. I don't even if I don't know what she's saying, I feel like I can get on board with this. I am allowed.
Oh,
like
yes.
It's like this new safe space.
That's my next plan. Is if South Africa doesn't work out, I'll just move to Tanzania. Cause
that's your people. You're like, yes, everybody loves me. Because like seriously, I mean, everyone who, like, all you have to do is just play people Wakanda Forever and they lose their minds. Like, I feel like Wakanda Forever is going to become the new wedding song. You know what I mean? Like when your granny doesn't want to get on the floor and you're like, oh, but granny, how could you not bust a move to the song?
So, but granny.
Yes. Because that's the one. It's like, it doesn't matter where you come from. When you hear it, you can't help but move. So, I mean, like, in
yeah.
a way, Your legacy is already that. And I mean, the fact that you don't feel the pressure, I suppose, maybe in a traditional sense, to
the
keep
thing
it
is,
up.
You have to understand, yeah, for me, you have to understand that everything I've done already was against so many odds.
Mm.
I feel I've already beat whatever because there was so much stuff. Why would I sing in a language that the majority of the country doesn't speak? Why would I put so many lyrics on Gom? I was told that's not going to work. No one wants to hear that. Remember, Gom was just like one-liners and stuff. And now we've actually changed the sound of Gom. Putting rappers and verses and stuff
casual,
in
there. Casually, just casually.
You know what I'm saying? But I was told that wasn't going to work. So it's like, fine. Then I did Problema with my Porrisa, and it was really big in Limpopo, but not really that big elsewhere. I followed that up with Dumi Phone, which I was told blatantly was not going to work because it had too many lyrics. And it popped off, right? So already I was like, whoa. And then I was told, like, okay, right now people don't even remember Dumi Phone, but at that time, people were saying, I'm going to be a one-hit wonder. I'm not going to come up with anything after Dumi Phone. Imagine.
Wow, now. No, it's wonderful.
Exactly. So I've gone against so many odds already that I honestly feel like I'm happy. Like I'm, you know, and sometimes you're in interviews and people are always trying to get you to talk about the negatives of life, whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, this life is very difficult, but it's also the best possible life.
It's rewarding, I mean, hey? Because when it shines, it shines bright. Because also, like, doing something like this, and I don't think people understand, like, there's obviously a difference between your onstage persona and who you are as a person, and your private life is your private life, and so on and so forth. But there's so much of who you are in what you do, and I feel like people like don't understand that. Yes, there's a little element, maybe like a 10, 20, 30, some days 50, 60, 90% crossover. It depends on where you're at in your life. So I mean, amazing. You sound happy.
Thank
you
so
sound
much.
Fulfilled. You sound proud
I'm
of yourself.
Grateful.
Yes.
I'm proud of myself. You know, I'm always like, people always say, like, I never like thank myself. Every time I win something, I thank my producers and I thank my team. But I just want to say I'm proud of myself.
Good.
You know, I'm proud of myself because I run a whole team of people and I've managed to put together a great team. But like, I run it. I don't, like I said, I don't have a label. There was a huge part of last year, by the way, where you didn't even have a manager.
Oh, because you can
like
manage yourself, babes. You can manage yourself.
I was like, for months I had no manager. I would be writing emails like, yes, thanks, I'll let her know while I'm talking about
the royal her. You're like, with a capital letter.
It was ridiculous. Like, people would call me and then I'd be like, yes, okay, just email my manager, and they'd send an email and I would respond.
But you know what, actually, that's like the worst thing about that is when you have to chase for money. That's the worst. When you're like, then you're like, we need this payment for her. She isn't aware that it hasn't been made yet. I want my money. But no, literally, like, you've worn all these different hats. And I think, like, right now, the fact that you've taken 1 second out of your life to just be grateful. And just acknowledge the fact that she who reigns supreme right now, because this is your moment. The sun is shining on you, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. Thank you so much for being on East Coast
Thank
Radio.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I guess for me, the next big thing is the BET Awards. And if people want to vote, they can go and vote on my Instagram. I'm super excited about that. Definitely watch the journey, Limpopo to LA.
Yes.
Crazy. But thank you so much. And a big shout out to your listeners. It's Selma Jersey. Yeah.
Thank you, my queen. Yay.
Thank
and
you.
Listen, I will definitely go vote for you. Let me just go onto your Instagram now. I must not be that person who does.